one useful definition of civilization: a tacit agreement among large groups of people to repress their natural instincts before life naturally returns to a state of hideous crapulence. It's a fine theory, but like every other fine theory out there, human beings have a genius for making its practical application a delightful cocktail of tragedy, farce, and surrealistic performance art. This week's case study? Shut up, Gate. This was where a backbench opposition MP by the name of Charles Chevelle made a mildly bitchy aside about some bumptious kids on a plane to his travelling companion. Unfortunately, the father of the little darling happened to be a right-wing blogger. Alleged news outlets confused this with actual news. And there you go, and here we are. A trivial gossip item inflated into further proof of the end of the world as we know it. If only, gentle listeners. But wishing doesn't make it so, and we should try and draw what lessons we can from the long littleness of life. First, I have to declare an interest. If there's a scenario designed to have me expressing the milk of human kindness, children and commercial air travel aren't on the list. Neither are adults in airplanes. Ah, hell, there's something unnatural and downright terrifying about economy class, full stop and period. If God meant me to be in a cramped, hermetically sealed metal box for any length of time, he'd have made me a cigar, or nuclear waste. So, advantage Chauvel. The media score an instant epic fail for bringing this story to my attention in the first place. But, to be fair, kids have been getting a lot of stick in the media this week. How about Chauvel and the blogger known as Boomtown Pratt? They're supposed to be the adults in this scenario. Toddlers are annoying. Their conversation is banal, their grasp of the social graces intermittent at best, and they tend to confuse sulking and rude noises with effective negotiation. But if air travel teaches us anything, it is that all too often, alleged adults aren't that much better. For what it's worth, here's my coping strategy for flying since alcohol and weed stopped being options. Get yourself a pair of earplugs available at any decent airport pharmacy and a good long book. Let the flight attendants do their jobs. They're paid and trained to deal with disagreeable people without coming across like lunatics. And look on the Geneva Convention violating lack of legroom and toxic waste catering as a down payment on your karmic debt. Finally, let me leave you with another definition of civilization to chew on. The slow, painful coming to terms with the unspeakable truth that man in general, and you in particular, is not the pivot upon which a universe revolves. Leave the kids out of it. They're the only ones with any excuse for being childish.